Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk powered in part this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit TourStaffordVA.com. TourStaffordVA.com. Stafford Soccer, our focus this morning. Stephanie Johnson is here from Stafford Soccer. Stephanie, it's great to have you here. Good morning.
Thank you. It is great to be here.
Looking forward to talking about this because, and as we get going, people will find out there's a lot more to Stafford Soccer than just soccer.
That is exactly right. There is a lot more to us. We do a lot of things with community, and not only for our community of soccer players, but other parts of our community.
For those who don't know, give a little background maybe of just some of the history and how long Stafford Soccer has been around. Because like you said, we're going to get into a lot of things. As I looked into it in the last couple of days, I was just amazed at all the things that you do.
Yeah. Well, let me talk a little bit about a history first. I came on to Stafford Soccer about 4.5 years ago. I was amazed to find out that Stafford Soccer is a good 30 years old. We started out as two separate organizations, and a lot of people might remember SRSL, which is Stafford Recreational Soccer League.
Yeah.
Okay, so a lot of people still think we're RSRL, but we're not anymore. Over the years, it has morphed, and we have also, during that time, over the last 20 years, have garnered a great relationship with Stafford County Parks and Rec Department. So Stafford Soccer Recreational League is actually a partner with Stafford County Parks and Rec. So we basically do their soccer league. We also have a travel league. About 8 years ago, we merged the travel side and the recreational side to become what was SASA, Stafford Area Soccer Association.
Yeah.
And again, some people still refer to us as SASA. A couple of years ago, it was decided that we would rebrand, and it became Stafford Soccer. We got a new crest. We have a fantastic technical director. There's a lot of things that happened that precipitated that change, but now we're rebranded as Stafford Soccer. So we've had this great relationship with the county for the last 30 years.
Well, it's a win-win for everybody that and especially the kids and adults who are part of Stafford Soccer.
Yeah, we like to think so.
How did you get involved?
I think that what I've done since I moved to Stafford about 16 years ago is work directly with kids, and giving them the opportunity to grow not only educationally, but as a whole person. And that includes the sports side or mm-hmm. the health side. I got this opportunity after serving in the education realm for a little while. And I thought, what a great segue into kind of the next portion of my life. My kids were at school. I no longer did as much volunteer work as I did.
Yeah.
And Stafford Soccer seemed to be a great fit for me. It is an opportunity to advance kids in a healthy way.
Boy, and a lot of kids around the area, but there are a lot of kids play soccer.
Yeah, we serve about 4,000 kids a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a lot of kids who are interested in soccer. And as we go along this morning, we'll talk about just the connection with DC United. It's great that we have DC United, you know, in our backyard.
Yeah, it is nice. It is very nice.
Just because it gives everybody just a kind of a close touch with them,
mm-hmm.
and especially now with them getting a new stadium and all, and not playing at RFK anymore.
Yep, that's a very fun thing that's happening now, and we're lucky to be an affiliate club of DC United, so we get these great opportunities to go down, and we have Stafford Soccer Nights where we get special seating for particular games. We mm-hmm. have one in the fall and one in the spring.
Okay.
We have this incredible partner, Malcolm Johnson, down there at DC United, and he provides us with a lot of fun opportunities.
Is this the time when families start thinking about spring and all, is this the time to start thinking about signing up and getting on a team?
Yes, it is. And a lot of people, especially on a day like today when all the schools have been closed,
yeah,
not many people are thinking about spring soccer. But yeah, actually, our registration for spring soccer has been open since December 9th. We start early in December. Our recreation registration goes until February 17th.
Okay.
So we're open until then. And then we have, of course, you have late registration. But we also had in November, looking forward to spring, our Revolution Academy tryouts. That's a part of our club where kids are right in between recreation and a more competitive travel program.
Mm-hmm.
So our kids that are in Revolution Academy are getting better opportunities for competitive play. It's for families that are ready to commit a little more time to soccer. They're still playing right here in Stafford.
Yeah.
But these kids are getting some extra special training and other opportunities when it comes to their development, because we're a development club. That's what we do.
Well, and boy, to have something like Revolution Academy is great, because you can kind of see that the kids can see if they like it and want to do it, and you can see if travel soccer is something that you want to do, because like you say, it does when you do travel soccer, it's a little more of a time commitment and a travel
exactly.
commitment.
Exactly. That time commitment is most people think it's unreasonable, but it's really not. You are just playing against more competitive. And yeah, you do have to travel a little bit. The league that we're with, they're not too far away. You might play in Richmond. You might play over in Maryland. And maybe
that's not
go
so bad.
No, maybe go over to Loudoun County, something like that. It is not as bad as folks think. They think, oh my gosh, I've got to go to Virginia Beach every single weekend.
Everybody thinks Virginia Beach.
No, it is not like that, except for tournaments. So tournaments for our travel kids are in Virginia Beach. They are in Richmond. They are in Pennsylvania. Some of the great bigger tournaments are in Pennsylvania. But of course, we have our own very special tournament right here in Stafford County.
Yes, and we are going to talk about that, because that is a huge thing, and it's coming up. We're going to take a break, and we come back. Stephanie Johnson here with the Stafford Soccer. StaffordSoccer.com is the website to find out about everything going on. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
News Talk 1230. WFVA. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Stephanie Johnson here this morning. We are talking about Stafford Soccer and all the great things going on with Stafford Soccer. StaffordSoccer.com is the website. We were talking about the season starting and everything. As far, Stephanie, as do you have any kind of winter kind of training and that kind of thing?
Yes, we do. Actually, it's ongoing right now. We got a little tripped up at the beginning of our winter season, because all of our winter season training is indoors.
Okay.
And again, the cooperation that not only Parks and Rec provides to us, but also Stafford County Public Schools, we do utilize their gyms when they are not being utilized by their students. So with any time a school closing happens.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's right. We have no training. So we got a little rough start, but we did get underway this past week. There are programs for all age levels, both travel and also our recreation and academy players. They have separate trainings, and they have specialized trainings for each level of play. So they're doing a lot of foot skills. They're doing a lot of one-on-one. Our professional coaches, and actually our director of youth development, we have two of them, one for our older kids. He works with all of the older kids from U14 and up, mm-hmm. and then our younger kids, which is a really interesting dynamic when you're looking at all of the younger ones, like the U6s. These are 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds that love the game already. You put them in that situation with a fantastic director of youth development, Nick Fogelsong, and it becomes this incredibly dynamic situation of these kids learning all of this wonderful stuff. So I guess it shows. I really like seeing the little kids develop. But, of course, we also have Fernando Ramos, who is also a coach at Mountain View High School, working with our older kids. And he brings as much, if not more, of that enthusiasm to his programs as well. So those are ongoing, and they're on our webpage under Winter Specialized Training.
Well, and if you, it just goes to be that if you're doing some of that winterized training, you're just going to be that much more ahead when the season starts.
Yeah, and it also gives kids an opportunity in a very close setting to see if it's something that they want to do.
Yeah, because not everybody likes it.
That's right, and it's a good early opportunity for kids to get some skills together and then move into their recreation, their spring recreation season, where you're put on a team with a bunch of other kids. So it's a great opportunity.
Well, when you were talking about the young kids, it's always great to watch those games because they all just run around in a pack.
It's called hiving.
Hiving. I've never heard that term, but that's what it is. They all just go. I mean, it's so you can tell the age because it generally takes a year or two, and then they start passing. But at first, everybody just goes to wherever the ball is.
Just goes somewhere, and they all go to it.
Yes.
Yeah, it is awesome. And somewhere around when they start moving into the U8 category up to U10, they really start showing their training at that point in time. But it's pretty critical at a younger age to gauge if they like it, kind of see what the talent is.
Well, and you were saying 4,000? You've got 4,000 kids in the program. So many kids are playing, and at least for a few years, let your kids try it out and see. They may decide that gymnastics or something else is what they want to do.
Exactly.
But they may go for it. You never know.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. I did it with my own kids. They played all kinds of sports. They did arts. They did crafts. They did soccer. Actually, my husband was one of our valued volunteer coaches at the time that they were playing. So that was incredible. So they tried a lot of things. And this is a great opportunity when they're that young, and that there are so many programs in our county, along with Stafford Soccer, for the kids to explore.
Yeah, boy, and Stafford is blessed to have so many fields to have, and I'm sure you use them all, but there are a lot of fields.
We use every single field in the county. It's amazing, and when the Embry-Mill fields were opened, even a greater opportunity to bring tournaments, outside tournaments, into the county, along with our own St. Paddy's Day tournament, has more of a home now. It used to be that we did our tournament here in Fredericksburg City, in Spotsylvania County, in Stafford County. When Embry-Mill was open, of course, that became kind of the home for our St. Paddy's Day tournament. So
we're going to talk about the St. Paddy's Day tournament in just a second, but it just occurs to me when you think about what's available at Embry-Mill, what's available. Spotsylvania's got the soccer complex. There really is soccer around here.
Is big.
Yeah. No, you wonder that the day is going to come when there's going to be a player or two from around here. You know, we see in professional soccer.
We already have many, many of our kids that have moved on to collegiate play.
Yeah.
We actually have an interesting thing coming up here in February, and that is our college ID camp. This is where kids, U15 to U19, come out to the field. There are a number of college coaches attending. It's an opportunity for these kids to be seen if they are looking to play collegiate soccer. The event happens February 24th and 25th. Of course, more information is on our page at staffordsoccer.com. But we have Lock Haven coming. We have VMI coming. We have Virginia Wesleyan coming. Longwood, Lynchburg, UMW, Washington College, Frostburg will be there. CNU will be there. These are the big colleges, the big soccer colleges around it. Ferrum's going to be here,
yeah,
which will be pretty great. And American University will be here as well. So we're really looking forward to this this College ID Day. Shenandoah is going to be here as well, which is we had very recently we had a number of our seniors go to Shenandoah. So, and of course, all that information on our players is on our webpage under the College ID.
Boy, and that makes for the kids who've been playing soccer, and all of a sudden you see that you have the opportunity that you might be able to go and play at the next level, and maybe get some scholarship money.
Yep.
in the process, mm-hmm. and to be able to do something that you love
and that you've been doing for a long time. It's like home.
Yeah.
And a lot of kids have issues when they go to college. They don't have a home,
yeah,
or a group of people. This is such a great segue from living at home, having your small group of friends or whatever,
yeah,
and then moving into college and college soccer. It's a community already. You,
yeah,
are part of a community. This is a great sport to create that type of community.
Boy, and I'll bet you that you've got people involved in Stafford soccer in various roles or coaches that know people and can help these kids along, either with training or, like you say, meeting up with a coach or having this kind of these kind of days where they can kind of be evaluated.
Exactly. And that's the name of the game when it comes to getting onto a college team, is having folks be able to see you. Now, a lot of our travel kids have that opportunity when they go, mm-hmm, to tournaments.
Yeah.
There's a lot of showcase tournaments that our kids attend, and then college coaches are able to see them there. But this is an opportunity for our whole community to come out and for those college coaches. And it's not just in Stafford. We are also inviting players from Prince William, players from, Spotsylvania, the folks at FFC, a lot of the clubs around us. They are invited to come and attend this. It's a great opportunity not only for Stafford County, but for our surrounding areas as well.
I have noticed that within that kind of in the soccer world, they're really locally, there is a lot of collaboration with each other and that kind of thing, just helping each other.
Absolutely. And everybody needs to do that. Everybody needs to become part of the soccer community. And it's not just us. It's also not only our surrounding areas, but also, teams that have been attending, like, our tournament for years,
yeah,
and years. They still contact our tournament director for, hey, what's the best thing to go into in Virginia?
Yeah.
Our tournament director, Renee Fry, is just incredibly connected in the soccer community. And she is not only able to garner help for our players, but also provide it for the other players and other clubs.
What's the youngest you've seen come out and play soccer?
We have our little U5 stars, and if you have ever been driving down Route 1 in Stafford, right before the courthouse,
yeah,
on the corner of Hope Road and Route 1,
yeah,
is the field there at Courthouse Community Center. That's our north location for our U5 stars. And every Saturday morning from 9 until noon, you can see those little pumpkins running around and doing their best on the soccer field. And not only for the kids is that a great program, but also our older players get the opportunity. Our older travel players get the opportunity to come out and learn what coaching is about. The curriculum is written by Nick Fogelsong, our director of youth development, for the,
yeah,
youngest ones. And he talks to his travel players about give back to the community. When you were at this age,
yeah,
my dear little high schooler, there were a lot of folks helping you. It's your turn. And amazingly enough, the same kids are coming back to coach year after year when it comes to the U5 stars. So that is a great thing to see, the give back that our kids provide to the community as well.
Toughest thing for me to figure out, and I knew hockey well, but offside still in soccer. I went into it knowing, well, I understand how offside works in hockey. I'll be able to understand this. And I never could. It would, whenever it would get called, or, you know, you'd think you scored the tying goal and got called back because of offside. I rarely can pick it out.
And I got to tell you, Ted, if you want technical questions, I am not the person to ask. Barry Hill, who is our general manager and technical director, has attempted to describe and give me rules for offsides many, many times. And he typically says something like, I'll give it to you the easy way. And I'm still, my jaw's still hanging open.
Thank
going,
you.
What?
Thank you. Because
so I'm right with you there.
I've had it explained to me that there's got to be a defender between the ball and the goal. And I could never be a ref because I could never see it.
Yeah. I have watched many a game and have been stymied when the ref calls offsides. I'm like, what happened?
What? Yeah. Thank you. I feel much better. So now is the time, though, if you want your kids to play soccer this spring, get them signed up and do it today if you can.
Yeah. Well, it's not only the kids, but we also have our adult league, which we started last season.
Hold that thought, because we'll talk about that when we come back. And we still also have to talk about the big St. Paddy's Day event coming up. We've got lots to cover here this morning. Stephanie Johnson here with Stafford Soccer. StaffordSoccer.com is the website. Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism this morning. For information on events and activities, visit TourStaffordVA.com. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We are coming up on 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are talking Stafford soccer this morning with Stephanie Johnson. StaffordSoccer.com is the website. Right before we took the break, Stephanie, you mentioned the Adult League. And we've been talking kids, but it's Stafford soccer's not just kids.
No, it's not anymore. Let's put it
anymore,
that way.
Yeah.
Not anymore. As of the fall 2017 season, we opened up an adult league. It's been something that we have talked about for a very long time. There are certain struggles with an adult league that you don't get with youth league. Mm-hmm. First of all, adult leagues don't practice or anything. They just come in and they play.
Yeah.
You know, these are folks who don't necessarily have the time to come in and practice. There's a higher level of referee, which we work with an outside organization to provide our referees. Mm-hmm. So there's some challenges in getting them to come out later at night, because typically the games aren't going to start until 8:00 at night.
Yeah.
That's, you know, given mom and dad, whoever it is playing, the opportunity to get home, get the kids fed, get them where they need to come, and then come out and play soccer for themselves. But we had a great opening season for adult soccer. We had 17 teams.
Wow.
Yes. That was extremely exciting.
That's a lot of people playing soccer, adults.
It is. And we are playing over at Embry Mill. And we tried to make it as easy for our users as possible. We have the same two fields at Embry Mill, fields 7 and 8. And they're the most recent ones that were opened.
Yeah.
And it was one night a week. This was the only night for adult soccer on those fields. It made it a bit easier for folks to schedule in. It was very, very exciting. We had this incredible intern that came in and did all of the legwork for getting this type of league going. So that made it a little bit easy for me as truly a non-soccer person. I'm more of an administrative person to pick it up and have the rules all ready for me and everything. So it was an exciting startup. It was exciting.
It shows that there are a lot of adults that want to keep playing, that don't want to just watch their kids exclusively.
Exactly. We had about 226 players, adult players, and right now we are in registration. And the nice thing is, if you have a team already, if you go out and kick around or you play somewhere else and you want to come to Stafford and play, that's great. All you need to do is email me your roster. And I'll invite everybody to register, and it's very easy. But we also have free agent registration for folks who have always played soccer, have not necessarily hooked up with other soccer players. This is your opportunity. You can register as a free agent, and I'll place you on a team with whether it's a co-ed or a men's team. I'll place you on a team, and you can get out there and start playing again.
Well, how fun is that?
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
We even had semifinals and we had finals. It was very exciting. Amazingly enough, we had an incredible crowd for our finals of people just coming to watch.
Yeah.
Because a lot of our volunteer coaches are part of this, are part of the adult league. So their teams would come out and watch them. And we have a couple of our travel coaches who also play as well. And their teams would come out and play along with the, come out and watch along with the parents. So very fun, very lighthearted. If you're looking for, like, to be in the MLS, this is not the MLS. It's not the World Cup. This is just a group of adults wanting to stay fit, which is what we're trying to teach the kids through their involvement in soccer. Staying fit, staying healthy, staying active.
Wow. And I bet it's really competitive.
You know what? Some, yes, but most, not so much.
Okay.
They're really out there to have a good time. You know, they really are. They're either soccer coaches, or they played college soccer, or they just played high school and rec soccer and just love the game.
Okay. So when I talk about signing up, it's signing up for kids and adults. but that, what a nice component for Stafford Soccer to now include adults.
Absolutely. It gives a lot of our volunteer coaches have asked for it over the years. They're like, yeah, we like to coach, but we'd really like to play.
Yeah. Now that is it, if you still have the competitive drive to do this and have played soccer all your life, this does really give you a great opportunity. And it, like you say, just for one night, it's not something that's out of the question that you're able to do.
Yeah, and you know, there's an AED right there on site, so you don't have to worry about
that. You got that. That does get to be a thought. Speaking of AEDs and all, I know Stafford Soccer and Stafford Hospital, you've partnered up.
We have. We have been partnering up for the last, I'm going to say, year and a half. Mm-hmm. It kind of started out just as an opportunity to hold our coaches meeting. We do a coaches meeting for all our volunteer coaches and assistant coaches on the recreation side before every season. What we started to do is think about expanding that. When Stafford Hospital offered their space, their education center, we thought it'd be a great opportunity to bring in maybe one of their ER doctors to talk about what does a concussion really look like? What do you see when people come into ER?
Yeah.
So not only the regular stuff that we do during the coaches meeting, but we added another component. Then that got me thinking, you know what, if we're going to do this, why don't we turn that to our kids? Why don't we teach them how to be healthful athletes? How our first seminar was injury prevention, which is, you know, as kids are just starting to get into season, they don't think about that. They've not played for 3 or 4 weeks. Maybe they've done a little bit of training here and there, but they're not in soccer shape. They could get out there and their first time out on the field, they could injure themselves without the proper stretching and the proper dynamic stretching and things like that. So we had a great seminar on that. We followed that one up with an incredible nutritionist came out, and it was for both parents and the athletes. How do you fuel your athlete? How do you properly fuel an athlete? So that these kids are getting great nutrition. They're not running out onto the field full of sugar, which sometimes is a problem. They're very quickly trying to shove something in their mouth and then run out on the field. So we had an incredible nutritionist come over and do about an hour seminar. She also – and the hospital – it was at the hospital. And the hospital also brought their nutrition folks, and they were cooking healthy meals right there while the nutritionist was talking. And then everybody got an opportunity to taste some great things like zucchini rounds and, you know, zucchini pizzas. They're like little zucchini pizzas. So things like that. So that is incredible. Our next one coming up, which I'm very excited about, is we're calling it Great Feet and Big Heart. So we have not only – we have a foot doctor coming in who was a soccer player herself. And she had a pretty much a career-ending injury because of an injury to her foot. So she's going to come in and talk about those tiny little twinges that you get as a soccer player in your feet that could be heralding something more serious. So you need to pay attention to those things. And she's going to talk about keeping your feet healthy. Then we're going to have another doctor come in. He is a heart specialist, and he's a preventive heart specialist. So he knows all about keeping these kids heart conscious to understand what a healthy heart is and what they need to do to keep their hearts healthy. So we're calling it, you know, great feet, because you got to have great feet to play soccer, and you definitely have to have a big heart to play soccer. So
great. I mean, you're here, you're teaching them things that they're going to be able to take through life.
Absolutely. That's one of our main goals, is to make sure that not only these kids are playing soccer, but they're taking life lessons away from the field and away from the club, you know, and hopefully they'll come back and teach the new kids after they're adults, teach the new kids a thing or two.
Boy, yeah, and you're teaching them, and they may not even know it, and they're having fun doing it, and especially not injuring themselves, eating right, all that are things that they're gonna be confronted with as they get to be an athlete as they grow up.
And we want to support parents, because a lot of parents know all this stuff. But as a parent yourself, Ted, you know, if you tell your athlete something,
it doesn't mean anything. Dad, you don't know.
But you get a doc up there saying, look, this is the stuff that you need to do.
Or a coach.
And they will listen to it. It's amazing.
So are these little seminars at the hospital, is it something they have to sign up for, or do they just show up?
It is something we send out information to our membership.
Okay.
And there's like a little invitation, and they would respond, because I kind of have to let the hospital know what's going on. I'll be putting out the invitation for Great Feet, Big Heart in about another week. That invitation will go out to our membership. But if you're not a member of Stafford Soccer at this point in time, you can certainly email me, or you can go right online. And when people call in and say, how can I get on your mailing list? All you need to do is go to staffordsoccer.com, create an account, populate it with yourself as the adult, your email address and everything. Yeah. If you want to add your players at that time or your children, that's great too. But to get on the mailing list, you just need to create an account.
Okay, just go to staffordsoccer.com, and we'll talk about that again before we get out of here this morning. Stephanie Johnson here with Stafford Soccer. The thing I was most familiar with Stafford Soccer is the St. Paddy's Day tournament that you have every year, because that's 30 plus years now, isn't it?
We are in our 25th anniversary year this year.
Okay.
That's this year.
Wow, that is
so excited.
That is a long-standing tournament, because
it
brings a lot of people into this area.
We have about 260 teams that come from everywhere: North Carolina, Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey. Of course, our Virginia teams, Ohio teams. And I thought this was very interesting. One year, as part of a program that they run up in Alaska, we had five teams come from Alaska to our St. Paddy's Day tournament. That was an absolute riot. It was so much fun. And our tournament director hooked them up with teams of their age, and they got to play scrimmages. They kind of made a weekend out of it. And then, of course, one of their points was to go down into D.C. and do a lot of the monuments and everything.
Yeah.
So for these kids from Alaska, it was just a fun trip where they actually got to play soccer too.
Well, and for for some of the teams here to get to say you played against some kids from Alaska, that's pretty fun too.
Yeah, it is. But we have the great thing about the tournament is that we have so many partners when it comes to the tournament. It's not only Stafford Hospital. Mm-hmm. It's not only Stafford County, who is a great supporter of this tournament. Stafford County Parks and Rec, Stafford County Tourism. We love having them as partners, but it's also like soccer.com. They are a big supporter of our tournament. Bishop Farmer, who's an accountant here in Fredericksburg, they are great supporters of our tournament. We have so many. And Dick's Sporting Goods, who is our partner in crime for everything, not only our registration, but we have shopping appreciation days there.
Yeah.
And they always come out to tournament and just have a great time with us.
When is the tournament?
Tournament this year is March 17th and 18th.
Well, that works out well.
It certainly does. And I definitely have to give a shout out to this tournament could not run as well as it does without an incredible core of volunteers. And these are our travel parents. They spend 10 hours a day on the field, and it doesn't matter what the weather is. Hmm. They are out there doing field marshaling and selling merchandise and just making sure the kids are all right and providing the water. And they're staggeringly amazing.
Well, just the economic benefit that this tournament is for Stafford, because that weekend I know there are no rooms to be had.
No, there's not.
And you go into restaurants anywhere in the region. It is
packed. And that's another thing is the hotels that partner with us to house all of these all of these teams is pretty amazing as well. Just tournament weekend is a whirlwind.
I can remember a few years ago going into a fast food restaurant on a Friday night, and it was all these soccer kids, and all of a sudden it clicked in. Oh, that's right. That's mm-hmm. going on in Stafford, and these were restaurants in Spotsylvania.
Mm-hmm. And I touched on this before, but this tournament was never really a Stafford County tournament.
Yeah,
it was everywhere. And again, with the opening of Embry Mills Fields, it's become truly not only for Stafford Soccer a Stafford County tournament, but the revenue from all these people coming in goes directly to Stafford County, which we're not sharing it with anybody at all, which I guess, for folks in Spotsy and, they've lost a little bit. But this was always a Stafford County tournament.
Yeah.
It was always meant to be. And we finally achieved that. And partnering with Stafford County Public Schools just is like the icing on the cake. We're getting to use their turf fields, not only their turf fields, but also a lot of their Bermuda fields we're using as well.
Mm-hmm.
And just that partnership means so much to us.
So again, it's this year, March 17th and 18th. Did you see how many teams are going to be here?
Registration is just really ramping up.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Let's see. Last year we had 262-ish teams. So
it's a lot of soccer players, parents and grandparents uncles and aunts.
You're
sometimes
thinking about 15 kids on a roster, plus their mom and dad, plus maybe a sibling coming. So, yeah, it's pretty big.
It's a lot of orange slices, too.
Yeah, it is.
So it is a big weekend, March 17th and 18th, the St. Paddy's Day tournament. And because I over the years, sometimes you see shirts with it, mm-hmm. you see kids who've played it, and it's like you say, I didn't realize that the as far away as Ohio that you've got kids coming in.
Yeah, there's it's a well respected tournament, which makes us very happy. Our tournament director runs it very well. It's very tight. Everybody knows exactly what they're doing. The only thing that ruins it, of course, is when it rains on the grass fields.
Yeah. And you never know.
You never know.
March, it can be a gorgeous weekend or...
Yep. Which makes it nice now that we have all these turf fields.
Yeah.
So now our liability of grass fields on a tournament weekend is shrunk considerably.
Yeah. Yep. Stephanie Johnson here from Stafford Soccer. StaffordSoccer.com is the website. We will wrap this up when we come back. Town Talk powered in part this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit TourStaffordVA.com.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubert.
Stephanie Johnson here from Stafford Soccer. StaffordSoccer.com is the website. Couple other things before we get out of here. We've got a lot of exciting stuff going on, Stephanie.
Yes.
When you came in and had a list of things, and we've talked about that and then some. We talked about a partnership you have with the hospital. You've also with Gwyneth Gift have a partnership with them.
Yes, this is a brand new partnership, and we are so excited to partner with them. I had talked a little bit about our coaches meeting that we hold. Mm-hmm. This season, for the first time, Gwyneth Gift Foundation is going to come in, and directly after our coaches meeting, they will be running their hands-only training. This will provide our coaches the opportunity to stop in. And it's only, and people don't know this, but it's only about a 20-minute time commitment. So our coaches will be able to attend our coaches meeting, come out, and get that needed training. Amazingly enough, there's more kids than you would ever think that go into some sort of cardiac issue.
Yeah.
And there are professional athletes, and we all know about those, that they just drop. They're yep. having a cardiac event. And being able to get to that person and provide very, very specific treatment, compressions, finding that AED, which Stafford County Parks and Rec has AEDs almost at every field.
Yeah.
So they'll learn how to do correct compressions. They'll learn how to use the AED and addressing that person who has dropped in the first critical moments. That is the important part. This is what Gwyneth Gift Foundation, the folks at Gwyneth Gift Foundation are going to be able to teach all of our coaches in a very short a period of time. So we're really looking forward to that. We talked to the foundation folks at our last board meeting, which was last Thursday, and they will be continuing this partnership. So this is not a one-time deal. We will be doing this after every coach's meeting from this point forward, providing this critical training.
Boy, it's just safety for everybody, and
absolutely.
It's good to know. And I've seen the training. It's very easy. It's not like mouth to mouth anymore, mm-hmm. and it's really good stuff. You mentioned a few times about the partnership you have with DC United, and on the 10th, February 10th, you've got an exciting event.
Yes, this is so much fun. This is about a year in the making. I talked about Malcolm before; he is our rep down at DC United. We are going to be doing a stadium event, and as we all know, Audi Stadium is being built right now. We know a lot of folks from our membership who work in DC who yeah. are driving past it going, are we getting our tickets or what
yeah.
are we doing? So this is a fantastic opportunity. On February 10th, DC United is going to come down to Stafford County. We'll be at Adventure Brewing North. We will be able to take virtual reality tours of the new Audi Stadium. Malcolm is going to come equipped with, you know, giveaways, fun stuff for folks to have with the DC United logo. And I don't know if you know this, but they changed logos last year.
No, I didn't.
Oh, it's a great new logo. Really love it. And there'll also be folks to talk to about tickets. On the adventure side, and, you know, everybody knows Justin at Adventure Brewing.
Yeah.
He has booked Outback Steakhouse to come in and do the food that day.
Oh, wow.
So they're bringing their food truck, which is actually a food semi. So it's a huge truck. They're going to come in and do food that day for the event. So it's February 10th at Adventure Brewing North. And we'll have the DC United folks there.
We are out of time. Stephanie Johnson with Stafford Soccer.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much. StaffordSoccer.com.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.